Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jordan Eberle trying to get away from the feet of Pollock. Here's Pollock, tees it up, scores! Ryan Pollock with a drive that may have changed direction on its way through.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Sportsnet Canada there with the call as the New York Islanders take down the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-1 in game one of, I'm going to call it the Eastern Conference Final, even though that's not what it actually is. Lightning coach John Cooper saying after the game, our heads weren't in it. Our minds weren't in the game, which is great for me as someone that bet the Islanders in the series.
Before. Your head was in it.
Game number one. My head was in it. Hopefully we'll be spinning with dollar signs at the end of this series. Want to remind all our great listeners and viewers, the Power Hour is coming up next hour here on the show. All our bets for tonight, including side total props for the Sixers and the Hawks, the Clippers and the Jazz. We're going to talk about the Knights and the Canadiens, both game one and the series. Everything you need to know in Major League Baseball and our Euro Cup bets for tomorrow, which features an epic showdown between Germany and France in Group F. That's coming up in the final hour of the show. So still a lot to get to on You Better You Bet. But since we came in with the hockey highlight and since we're talking a little hockey right now, it makes sense to bring in the great, one of our friends here on You Better You Bet, because he's making us richer and is entertaining in the process. Our pal Dennis Bernstein from the Fourth Period on Twitter at DennisTFP. Now, you might remember Dennis coming on the show recently and saying, I think the Islanders are going to beat the Bruins. And then I bet the Islanders in the series. And guess what happened? The Islanders beat the Bruins. And that was really awesome. So Dennis has been giving fantastic information and he's been doing it in an entertaining manner. You know what we call that? Wagertainment. Dennis, welcome back to the show. You Better You Bet Monday. Costos Barkley, BetQL Audio Network. How you doing?
Nick and Ken, thanks for having me back on. Let's do it.
So Dennis, obviously, you know, appreciated you coming on and giving out the Islanders, as Nick mentioned. They win game one, 2-1 against Tampa. I'm curious in just looking back at that game, and then we can look ahead to the series and to game two as well. In what ways was that game kind of what you expected? And in what ways was it kind of not what you expected?
Well, I didn't expect Tampa to make mistakes, mental mistakes. You could say they were a little off edge because they hadn't played in a while, but Ken, people have to stop underestimating the Islanders. They are an excellent team, right? So to me, their performance yesterday wasn't shocking at all. As a matter of fact, they were so good defensively. Tampa had no shots off the rush last game, right? So to me, that was not the one surprising part is that Varlamov outplayed Vasilevsky in net. I think to me that's a surprise because coming in as great as Varlamov was against the Bruins, Vasilevsky's going to win the Vezina. He's the best goalie in there. So a little bit of rust on Tampa, but again, stop underselling the Islanders. They're an excellent team. They can win this round, and to be frank, they could win it all.
I completely agree. I took the Islanders to beat the Lightning before game number one. Now, there are some coaches, Dennis, that when they say stuff post-game, like trying to motivate their team, I kind of like roll my eyes a little because I'm like, what the hell does this guy know? What has he ever won? Well, when Lightning head coach John Cooper kind of says stuff like this, yep, it kind of like makes me raise my eyebrows a little bit because Cooper, by any metric, is an outstanding coach. You've been to a couple Stanley Cup finals, obviously won the Stanley Cup last year, thought of to be one of the great coaches in the game. So he says after game one, the Lightning lose 2-1. Our minds weren't in it. Like physically, we were there and like we played well, but you got to be mentally sharp. And you know, other players on the Lightning saying like there's no panic in this room. They've been in spots like this before. So I give you that to give you this. Tampa now to win the series is minus 125. They were minus 285 prior to game number one. Now just minus 125. Islanders sitting at plus 105. Do you think the Lightning are going to come back and win the series? And how do you see the rest of it playing out?
I think the Islanders are going to win the series. My original pick was Tampa in six, Nick. But after that game one and Steven Stamkos making turnovers to give, you know, Matt Barzal goals, I don't – there, it's an even series, Nick. Like, so if you want to put your money on this, it's, well, it's a good investment. It really, really is. Because, Nick, that number that you talk about what the series is, that's what it should have been at the start, not minus 285. And we could talk about the other series, that number, which is nuts as well, like, for the favorites. Like, you can't, like, if you're smart, you got to bet the Islanders here at that price because they can certainly win. I don't think they're going to win game two, Nick, because if they do, then they're positioning themselves for a sweep. Tampa Bay Lightning are not going to get swept. And as you mentioned, they didn't play a bad game. They just were second best yesterday. That's why they lost the game. The Islanders were sharper, better, and they defended very, very well. So, yeah, at a lower price, could you bet Tampa? Sure. But at this point in time, you got to look at the way the Islanders are playing. They've won four straight games in the postseason against excellent competition. Like, they're feeling it right now. So if you're a bettor and you're betting the Islanders, you got to be really confident, Nick.
So, Dennis, obviously that's the series. I kind of want to take game two and put that under a microscope a little bit just to, sure, to hammer down, like, is there a valuable bet worth making here, right? So Tampa is minus 200, pretty prohibitive price, as you kind of mentioned, to win game two, a big favorite as they were in game one. And the total in the game is five. Is there any bet that you would kind of recommend for game two, or, and this is okay if the answer is true, or do you think the price is pretty good and you think Tampa is likely to win?
Well, I think that it's not going to be a 7-6 game, Ken. So I think the one bet I would make is not Tampa minus 200. I'd lean towards the under on the five because I think it's going to be the same type of game. The Islanders don't beat themselves. And you watch, Ken, they only took one penalty yesterday. And if you look at the five-on-five scoring so far this postseason, the Islanders have scored, I think, 32 goals, five-on-five, and Tampa only 19. Tampa's lived and died with their power play, Ken. They've executed at 40%. And the Islanders said, well, if we don't take penalties, like, we can beat them. So I think if I had to lean towards one bet, it would be the under tomorrow because I expect another low-scoring game.
Imagine a world where the Washington Capitals win the Stanley Cup and then just let Barry Trotz walk instead of pay him. Like, absolutely. it's crazy to think, like, that's a thing that actually happened. And now Trotz back-to-back semifinals here. Might get to a Stanley Cup final here with the New York Islanders. Dennis Bernstein is our guest right now on You Better You Bet on Twitter at DennisTFP. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley on a Monday here on the BetQL Audio Network. Dennis, let's turn our attention. I'm calling it the Western Conference, even though that's not what it is. Sure. Game one coming up tonight in Sin City. Vegas is a monster favorite, not just in game one, but in the series as well against Carey Price, Corey Perry, and the Montreal Canadiens. We're seeing Vegas as high as minus 500 for the series, minus 245 tonight, over under 5.5 tonight in game number one. How do you see it playing out here, Dennis? Game and series, Montreal and Vegas.
Nick, when have you ever made a minus 500 bet? Like, seriously, like, are you, I mean, tonight of all the games, like, if you look at what Montreal did in the last two series, they won game one in each series, right? And Vegas is coming off an emotional win because people didn't pick them, like me, to beat Colorado. They won at home. It was emotional. I think this is laying for an upset. I think Vegas is certainly going to win the series pound for pound. They're the better team. But if you're ever going to bet on the Canadiens, tonight is the night to bet on them because they're coming out of the box with no pressure. Like, you know, I think Vegas might be a little bit overconfident because they climbed a gigantic hill. And they climbed a mountain to beat Colorado, and they probably look at this as a little molehill. And that's the last thing you need to do, like with the Islanders, is to underestimate Montreal. They've played flawlessly. They're getting great goaltending. Their special teams have been excellent. Like, if you're going to pick a game to bet on Montreal, this would be the game because I think they can catch them coming off that tough series against Colorado.
Dennis, I want to ask you about the total in this game too, because I think it's interesting. We talk all the time on this show about, like, what are called correlated parlays, right? So if you think a team is going to win, okay, well, how do they win? Do you bet the total a certain way because you think they're going to win a low scoring game? So like an NFL team that likes to control the clock and run the ball. Okay, well, if they win, it's going to be a lower scoring game. You would bet the under with the team. If Montreal wins, is it because Price was insane and it's because the game might've gone under? Like, is that the way to play Montreal in this series? Like, you know, if you want to bet Montreal because Price is playing amazing, do you actually just bet the under, or do you parlay those two things together? Do you think there's anything to that fact of Montreal's going to win low scoring games?
No, I think it's the other way, Ken. I think it's like a 4-3 game. I think Carey Price will make one more save than Marc-Andre Fleury to win the game. I don't think it's 2-1. I would think that in the two games that we just talked about, I think game two Islanders and Tampa is more likely to go under than the game tonight. I think you might see a little bit more open offense with respect to Montreal because Montreal they take a lot of shots, Ken. If you look at the number of shots these teams take, they take a hell of a lot of shots. Now, the one thing you got to watch out for if you're Montreal is that Vegas blocks so many damn shots, it's off the chain. But for me, I think it's the over tonight if you're going to bet these, because I think it's more a 4-3, more teams coming off the rush, getting second chances. So I think at that point in time, the key for Montreal is how effective their forecheck is going to be. If they get an effective forecheck in, I think this game can go over to 5.5.
And just remember, Corey Perry, sensational for Dallas last year when the Stars ousted Vegas in the bubble. Corey Perry, of course, now in the Montreal Canadiens. Dennis, not really a gambling question, more just like your personal opinion. I guess it kind of dovetails into gambling as well. If you like Montreal maybe to win the series, like maybe I do. Do you think we see Robin Leonard in the series for Vegas? Or is this the Flowers series, even if it goes 7 games?
Did you see Robin Leonard in his first game in the playoffs? No,
but don't you think? And I understand like your answer there, but like, wasn't that just kind of like sad? Like, let's get Leonard some work because we know we're going to get steamrolled here by Colorado in game number one.
It was. Let's give Marc-Andre Fleury a night off. But I think when you get this deep here, like, I don't think you're giving your goalie a night off unless Mark goes to Pete and says, "I need a night off here," or there's an injury. But no, I think we've seen the last of Robin Leonard. I think Robin Leonard's also hurt. You have their third string goalie practicing with them, Nick. So I would be sure. If Robin Leonard plays, then Vegas is in trouble. I'll say it as simply as that.
Dennis, we only have a couple minutes left. Want to get your thoughts on the Conn Smythe Trophy has a market open. And I think the best way to think about this, because obviously I know you won't have the prices in front of you. So basically, the goalie for each team is about the same price as that team to win the Stanley Cup. Because the idea is like the goalie's prices are pretty interconnected to the prices of the teams to win the Stanley Cup. And the goalie is very likely to win when that happens. Is there a non-goalie that plays for one of the teams that is currently in the run to win the cup where you would think like that player more than any other has a great chance? Because no matter what your answer is, that player will be basically 10-1, 20-1 or better, no matter what. So if you had to pick like a non-goalie, what would you go with here in about a minute?
I would go with like Mark Stone or Max Pacioretty. I think those will be the two players for me, and maybe Kucherov again. And I understand why the goal is. Plus, a lot of money got flushed when Nathan MacKinnon went out again. So, I mean, a lot of bets went down the drain already. So, to me, it's the quality guys. It's the Pacioretty's, it's the Stones, it's the Kucherov's, and I'll throw Braden Point in there. So, your higher scoring players would have a shot, but I understand why the numbers are what they are for the goaltenders.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If it's the Islanders and it's not Varlamov, who would it be?
It would be Brock Nelson. He's been fantastic for this team.
Who's going to win the Stanley Cup?
The New York Islanders.
Should we be betting Brock Nelson to win the Conn Smythe?
Sure. Look at the price. It's going to be a good price, so sure, do it.
Dennis, can I tell you, man? I agree with you. I think the Islanders are going to win the Stanley Cup also, which makes me sick as a Rangers fan. But you know what? God bless if it's going to make us money. Dennis, appreciate it. Fantastic job as always. Check out his website, thefourthperiod.com. Follow him on Twitter at DennisTFP. My man, enjoy the game tonight, Vegas and Montreal. We look forward to doing this again here throughout the course of the Stanley Cup playoffs on You Better, You Bet.
Nick and Ken, thanks for the time on You Better, You Bet. Always great being with you.
Indeed it is. The great Dennis Burns with us here. Yeah. All right. That's so Brock
makes you excited. Makes you excited to bet on the hockey. Yeah, I mean, it really does.
Brock, here comes the pain. Gotta love it. Ah, that's a Brock Lesnar reference. All right. 2 hours down. Hour number three coming up. That's the power hour here on You Better, You Bet. All our bets for tonight. Major League Baseball, Knights, Canadiens, both game one and series. And of course, both NBA games. Side, total, props.
From pro basketball to Nikki football, soccer bets, and so much more, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
It's time.